Here's a story worth sharing on your smartphone. New research says there is not an epidemic of teen sexting. Janice Wallach is senior researcher at the Crimes Against Children Research Center at the University of New Hampshire. She's co-author of two studies on sexting being released in today's edition of the journal Pediatrics, and she joins us now. Janice, the number I've seen cited over and over in news reports is 20%, that one out of five teens has taken sexually explicit pictures of themselves and shared them on the smartphone. What did you find in your research?
2% of kids stated that they had either created or appeared in images that showed poses that were characterized as naked or nearly naked. Then we asked exactly what the pictures showed. Only 1% of kids had created or appeared in images that were sexually explicit. The other 1% of kids had created or appeared in pictures that could be termed sexy, posed in swimsuits or in provocative poses, but not sexually explicit.
Why do you think there's such a discrepancy between the numbers in this research versus that 20% number that we've heard so often?
The research that produced that 20% number was very different. First of all, they included kids who were 18 and 19 years old. Yes, they're teenagers, but they're legally adults. And if they produce sexually explicit images, they don't come under child pornography statutes. Number two, they didn't use a representative sample. They used an online panel of kids who had volunteered to do a bunch of different online studies. And also, they didn't ask any further questions to determine what kids meant when they said nude or semi-nude images.
One of the fears you hear about around the issue of sexting is a kid taking an explicit picture, and that photo is then immediately shared by other kids. How do young people say they respond when they do receive one of these messages?
Well, most of the kids did not distribute images that they received. 7% of kids did admit to receiving images that showed nude or partly nude kids, but only 3% of kids who received such images had forwarded them or sent them to another kid. So basically what we found is that most kids are being very responsible in their use of technology, and even when kids receive these images, most kids have the common sense not to send them any further.
It seems like where this comes from is the intersection of the explosion of technology and the concern that society is becoming hypersexualized, that we can't help but worry a little bit, maybe.
But I do think it's important also when we talk about a hypersexualized world. The truth is the statistics about teen sexual behavior don't at all show a hypersexualized world. What they show is that consistently since around 1990, kids have become more conservative in their sexual behavior. The Center for Disease Control keeps statistics of indicators of sexual behavior that show fewer teen pregnancies, fewer sexual partners, fewer kids in high school being sexually active. You can read in the media a lot of sensationalized stories about things like sexting, but it doesn't mesh with what's really going on. The great majority of kids are quite responsible.
Janice, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Janice Wallach is a senior researcher at the Crimes Against Children Research Center at the University of New Hampshire and co-author of two studies on sexting released in this week's edition of the journal Pediatrics.